I'm Sean Fennessy.
I'm Amanda Dobbins.
And together we host The Big Picture, the Ringer's film podcast for new releases, career retrospectives, director interviews, movie drafts, top fives, and so much more.
Twice a week, we break down the latest releases, argue about whether movies are doomed, and debate our modern film canon.
Listen to The Big Picture on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com. This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
We're live at the National, people, in Chicago. How the heck are you, Mike?
Jesse just started yelling. We're in an empty ballroom. So Ludex and some other people, Hobbsy, a couple companies in the hobby, have a whole VIP area. Way too many people in there. A lot of stiffs in that room. So we decided to just
walk down the hallway.
My voice is a little quiet because we're in a ballroom we're not supposed to be in. Also, I put a bunch of food on the Ludex tab. I am living my best Jesse Gibson life. I'm going to do whatever I want, and I'm going to feel entitled, and like I'm supposed to be there, and you can do anything.
But you know what you're not supposed to do? The Jesse Gibson way of life is
literally,
you don't tell anybody.
I literally
you don't
walked through the food, whole food line, got some phenomenal pork brisket, chips, drink the whole nine yards, got up to the register. I was like, that actually just goes in the Ludex tab. She's like, oh, okay. I waved at somebody who didn't even wave back. She's like, that's my, okay, we're good. We then proceeded to walk down the hall until security throws us out and just set up shop in a ballroom. We just interviewed Nick Bell.
Nick Bell, CEO of Fanatics Live, mind you.
He's actually pretty good, too. Engaging speaker.
Yeah, we're going to throw
that in. English, Scottish, and Irish is what we learned, right? And
yes.
He hates Android.
Yeah, all of these things
are absolutely
true. He
doesn't want
Android
users on Fanatics Live.
But the National so far is, I think if we summed it up into a word, at least for me, overwhelming.
Like it's about 30% more floor space this year than ever before. It was already massive.
And it's packed.
Yeah,
and
which
it's
is
Thursday.
It was busy. I was here at 8:40 this morning. It was slammed.
Which is crazy because like they don't even open till 10 a.m. for people who are non-VIPs.
Correct. It's busy this year. The corporate area is bigger. The breaker area is bigger. But there are still just a billion card tables, which is awesome. Which is it's what you want to see at these things. But it kind of goes against the notion of, hey, the hobby's dead, or hey, everything's slow, the market's down. Those things, the market being down, those things can be true. It doesn't reflect at the show. Like if you're around here, the energy, the buzz, and I said to someone this morning, I think we're seeing already from just a little bit of, I spent an hour and a half walking the show floor, made a few deals already. The realistic mindset of the dealers is the biggest change from this year to last year. Last year, it was still, man, I'm upside down, but I know it's only an $80 comp, but I paid $140. I'm going to try to hold for that $120.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. This year, at every table I've gone to so far, granted, I've probably spoken in detail. I've probably looked at 30 and spoken in detail and tried to work a deal with 6 to 8 in every one of them. Like, hey, a little bit of room if you want to throw in something extra. Here's the last comp. I can even beat it. Like, and maybe I've just lucked out with these deals. I'm sure there's plenty of donkeys here who want 3,000% of comps. But the majority are like, yeah, we're here to move stuff. Like, let's go. Which I like seeing.
I will say I haven't had much time to actually go and talk to individual tables yet. But as we were walking through this monstrosity of a complex, almost every table that you pass, says buy, like buying.
Everybody's buying. Yep.
There's a sign that says buying, which is, if there's any kind of positive sign of the direction of the market, is they're buying. And I don't know what, if they're buying, like, you know, pawn shops where they'll pay you like nothing for it. I don't think that's the case, because obviously there are, have been a lot of deals going on. I've seen tons of people just lined up at every booth. No one seems to be empty. No one seems to be dead. I'm very curious to see what tomorrow and Saturday brings, because if it's this crazy on a Thursday, I can't imagine what it will be. And I think I mentioned a few episodes back that I thought there was going to be maybe lesser, because we hadn't heard any of those rumors of, like, you know, biggest national ever or something like that. I don't see how this isn't the biggest national ever as far as attendance goes.
Hard to say. I don't know. Anaheim had 100,000 people. I don't really know what that looks like. You know,
I guess in modern time, because when was Anaheim? Yeah, it was like
07 maybe?
Yeah, that was a number of years ago.
So I was actually excited too. I took a little bit of my own advice. I went, like, all these things were like $20 and less. And then the guy was like, and I'll take some money off that. So it was essentially not a dollar box, but a cheap box. All 90s and 2000 football. I asked the guy straight out too, Greeny. Actually, they're the guys who throw the big Cleveland card show. Remember CSL did the ESPN thing with them?
Yeah, I was in touch with him.
His name is Steve. Nice dude. And I was, at one point I was like, hey, can I just buy the whole, it was a three-roll box, so probably, I'm trying to think top loader how many cards that holds, 600 to 800, I would guess. Mm-hmm. I was like, can I just buy the whole box? Because it was my stuff. Like, even the nobodies were like refractors and old. He's like, nah, honestly, we put them together. And to his point, he's like, I really don't want to sell the box because people see the 90s, 2000 stuff like that. He's like, it will bring so much attention here.
Nice.
The other point he made, which is a really good point, he's like, it's recession proof. The $9, like I bought, I bought this card right here. This is an awesome old school set. 1998 Topps Chrome Gunslinger's Refractor. It's an Elway card.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm showing it to Jesse right now. His face is getting,
you guys like it?
His face is getting pasty.
Wait, it has a $10 mark on it. You got it for $9 though?
I got even less than that. He gave me the whole lot for $80. But his point was, like, he literally, like, I think we used that card. He's like, dude, he didn't say dude, he's an adult. I said dude because I'm a child. His point was, it's recession proof because, like, that's a 25-year-old John Elway refractor out of Topps Chrome football.
Yeah.
Okay, so the market's down, it's $8, not $9. Like, it was a good point. He even said, he's like, I don't do much with wax. He's like, but singles, this is where we make. A lot of these guys here are strictly singles guys.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. So far, now granted, there's a ton of the new shiny crap, whatever. There have been a number of tables where I'm like, oh, there's not a card here older than, you know, there's not a card here newer than 2010. I actually have been more impressed with the diversity of cards so far.
I start to wonder, too, like, when you talk about deals like that, like, how do guys make any money? Because they're only selling singles that are like a few bucks each. But
volume.
Think about it. That, exactly.
Yeah, and volume and in margin. So yeah, maybe he paid $3 for that card. He just sold it for $8.
Yeah, exactly. I saw a story just recently that talked about how, like, these people were taking cans from Arizona and then recycling them in California. And you're thinking, like, oh, like the Seinfeld Kramer idea of, like, making money on it. They made $7 million. And it started making me think about things exactly like this. This is how people hustle and make these tables sell out at these card shows.
It'd be
great
if you gave your notice right now. just for the audience, I'm actually out. I'm going to go collect cans.
To be fair, they are being sued. Apparently, there's some kind of fraud when you do that.
I could see you impersonating a homeless person.
That's something they never talk about on Seinfeld, was the fact that Kramer would have been indicted for those actions.
You would
little known fact. Anyway, the whole idea here is obviously there are going to be deals that anybody can have, whether it's, like, we walked up, the first table I walked up to was over at PC Sports Cards. We talked to Josh.
Yep.
He had a six-figure card sitting right there in the case.
He had a bunch of overpriced Brady's for him.
There's so much high-end, but there's also the low-end that everybody can get their hands on. I also will say, all these booths, like, even when we were at the National last year, I thought, like, oh, this is, like, the highlight of these booths. If anything, this is what, very close to what I think Fanatics Live will embody, are these over the top, like, come play skee ball in our booth, come shoot basketballs. There's
they got a virtual golf thing next to us.
Evan Mathis, Mr. Card Trimmer himself, self-appointed.
Well, the weasel.
He's got a booth set up here, but it's like high production. There's video game stuff set up there. There's all kind, I don't know what exactly it is. But, and I don't want to really say his name because I feel like it would be doing a disservice to promote it. But at the same time, if he can do it, you'd be shocked at the number of other booths that are set up to do, I don't know, just draw in people and have fun with.
Here's my challenge for you. I will buy you dinner tonight at Capitol Grill, Morton Steakhouse, wherever you want. Taco Bell. Locked in. If you can, with your illegal Chinese device, if you can shut down that monitor he has in the middle of like their gaming thing.
I wouldn't do that.
Like just like he scams the card world, you scam
his
monitors.
He may not be scamming at all. I don't know what he's doing.
No, he's a friendly trimmer. You're right.
I'm saying in this scenario. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's literally pushing kids to the ground, taking their money. Like I saw him do
that. He did not do that.
Is that inappropriate?
For those who actually don't care as much about the National, there's also a few other news pieces that we can talk about.
Let's go to Nick.
After the Nick interview. Nick? But yeah, I figure let's throw to Nick. And then we'll come back after that.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Nick Bell, CEO of Fanatics Live, is here with us. How are you, Mr. Bell?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on here today.
Absolutely. Sorry, it's starting off awkward because it feels a little awkward.
Well, you insulted his nationality. That's how it started.
All right. To be fair, I did not. It's not an insult to ask where someone's from based on an accent. People think I'm from the North, but I'm born and raised in Nashville. That's the South, if you didn't know.
For listeners, I am British, but yes, my accent is slightly mangled now. So,
what town, street, address did you live at growing up? And your favorite dog's name?
Oh, the last question's a hard one. It's like asking to choose between my children.
No, you don't.
Do you have a favorite child?
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do, absolutely.
Stop.
I'm getting ready to have my
things.
First kid, and I don't want to have a second because I play favorites. And yeah. I will tell the child. Like, the hated one will know very early, like, you're not that great.
It's not even a dislike. It's a hate. Wow.
Yeah,
okay, that's strong.
I don't have a lot of balance.
This is the Sports Cards Nonsense podcast. Nick, if you weren't familiar, we do talk about nonsense a lot, so we won't trouble you with too much of that. We would like to talk about Fanatics Live. It just launched as of today. Is Thursday the 27th, launched yesterday. How did the launch go?
So yeah, we launched it yesterday. Super exciting day for us. We've been building this since the start of the year. We actually beta launched about a week and a bit ago. So we launched on the field at the MLB All-Star.
Oh yeah,
which was pretty fun. So that was a good opportunity. We had, you know, really a kind of perfect ensemble of like breakers, athletes in an amazing location. So that we've been building up since then. But yeah, yesterday we launched for real. We took down our access code gate and people can come in now. And first day was incredible. Blown our expectations apart.
That's what I was going to ask. What kind of expectations did you have, and did it exceed them? So everything went smoothly at launch. The glitches, I think, are the biggest fear, I think, for an IT startup, like when they're first launching to everybody. Everything went smoothly, would you say?
Everything went well. So, you know, I've spent the last 15 years of my career building digital products. I've spent time at Snapchat. I've spent time at Google more recently. So, you know, the building of the digital product from a from that stance is something that we've got a bit of experience. We built a fantastic team to do that. You know, what I was most worried about is like, was this going to be a platform where breakers could come on, understand what we were trying to do and utilize that? Because what we're really trying to do is create entertainment, right? I think that's the most important thing. I think, you know, the way I look at it is like, if we can bring together really like engaging content with a highly passionate community, then the commerce is the kind of byproduct, right?
Sure.
And so, you know, what we focused on with the product is building tools that bring that fun to the center. But it is new, it is different. Mm-hmm. It is a kind of different skill set for some of the breakers, but they've embraced it incredibly well. And, I think the output yesterday was superb. So that was really exciting.
Could you tell us maybe a little bit about what differentiates your platform? Because it's not that this is the very first selling platform for the card market. Obviously, we know of a few others, but what makes Fanatics Live different now, and maybe what will it be in the future? What do you guys have planned?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, we launched yesterday. We're just getting started.
Sure.
We've got some like pretty exciting plans on where we're going with this. I think there's really two things that we see as being, you know, our differentiators. One is obviously we're part of Fanatics, and that brings with it like unparalleled relationships across the world of sport, you know, giving us the opportunity to break on the field at MLB All-Star. There'll be many more of those to come, you know, bringing, you know, top quality athletes into the streams. You know, if you look at, you know, if you look at MLB All-Star, we brought, you know, an amazing handful of athletes to the streams over that, over those two breaks that we did over those 2 days. And then when you look at the product, it's really about leaning into that fun aspect and the community aspect. You know, first and foremost, we want to make this a really safe place for collectors.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, over the past 6 months, over the past couple of years, there have definitely been incidents which I think have hurt the industry and hurt people's trust. So that's one thing that we're really leaning into. So, you know, bringing new standards and new compliance. For example, all streams must have 3 cameras. One of them is overhead. So it's, you know, it prevents any, you know, sleight of hand or cards going missing, which has been a problem for the industry. So we think that's a big step forward. But, you know, really from a consumer point of view, it's about community and it's about fun. So a lot of the investments that we've made around the fun aspect, and we're just getting started there.
Quick question too, because this is something I have been confused by. And you just said like the 3-camera thing. But that has not been considered. Like, so 3 cameras was one thing in the terms, and the other thing was like no randomization, everything PYT. But I've been on the app since we started in Seattle. So certain people do those things, 2 cameras, random teams, you've got the wheel even built in. What is the disconnect? Because you released the terms, but then obviously some people are doing different. Not in a bad way, by the way. We've always used 2 cameras, never had a problem. But how is there like a policing that's going to have to go on?
To be clear, our breakers are all using 3 cameras. What we probably could do a better job of communicating is one recording of those cameras is just recorded and goes and is stored in the cloud.
Okay.
So gotcha. Thanks for pointing that out. We should do a better job of communicating that. But we see that as like the security camera, right? It's a wide angle view.
Sure.
It captures, you know, the cards at all times and hopefully just creates that you know, that peace of mind for the consumer.
I'm actually glad you said it. Because, yeah, I had no idea. Because my other fear was, man, if they started like really policing this, I do everything on my phone. 3 cameras on a phone is a mess. But right. We're not really ever going to see the third. For the most part, we'll never see that.
Right, exactly.
All right, you passed the test. That's fine.
Well, but you were saying as far as like the security aspect of it. So if you're having guys have 2 cameras on the camera or on my phone that I'm seeing, one additional filming just for security purposes, this isn't really something you can do as a mobile, like I'm going to go break at a card show unless you bring a computer and multiple different items with you type of thing, unless there's something I'm missing.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're working with breakers to create as mobile, if you like, rig as possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I do think there is some setup, and we think that's important as well from a quality point of view. You know, lighting's important, audio's important, and we do think that just having that step above in terms of quality from a live stream, mm-hmm. it can only be better for the consumer. So
okay, so I think what I've noticed with, you know, your biggest competitor is obviously Whatnot, right? And if you go on there, I think one of the biggest complaints is that guys say that they just allow anybody on, right?
Yeah, some guy with a phone on his kitchen countertop. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, with his under cabinet lighting. Yeah.
But you made the comment that obviously good lighting, these things matter as far as how these setups go. Are you going to be more judicious when it comes to who's getting on the app and who's staying on the app? Like, will there be a quality control type of process at all going forward?
Yeah, so you know, it is by application only right now. And it is also, you know, one of the things we're investing heavily in is working with our breaking partners to actually make sure that, you know, they're trained in the technology. We're sharing best practice with them. We are, you know, one of the other pieces that obviously consumers don't see is we've built out what we call Live OS, which is our back end, which like gives a huge amount of data and feedback to breakers as well. So hopefully over time they can, you know, up the ante and up the quality of the production. But we actually think that having a smaller group of breakers, certainly initially, mm-hmm. is going to create higher quality programming, which we think is only good for the hobby and only good for collectors.
Sure. 100%.
The other thing I would say is this is not just about breaking. That's where we're getting started. But, you know, we really see this as a live commerce product where we can lean into the world of sport. We can lean into, you know, memorabilia, which is obviously a big part of Fanatics already.
Mm-hmm.
We can lean into merchandise, obviously a huge part of Fanatics today.
Yeah.
And so we think, you know, just unlocking that fan experience and bringing like-minded people together to create these really fun, can't miss moments is going to be what actually, you know, creates a platform which thrives.
Are you guys going to go international before too long?
Yeah. So we're North America right now. Mm-hmm. We, you know, our plan is to go international, but our focus right now is to start focused, learn, build. Yeah. We're only available on the iPhone today, for example.
Don't, hey, as an Android user.
I'm so glad. No, can Fanatics buy Android and get rid of it? Yes. It is a useless product.
Okay, scratch that.
Oh my God.
Eddie,
all the green bubblers out there. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I need to know. When do I get it on? When do a green bubble? You wouldn't even understand. No, you don't even get your own technology.
No,
you
don't even understand. I don't even know how to use my iPhone.
When do I get it on on my Android?
You can't. Fanatics hates Android.
Give me a real answer.
Nick Bell just said that.
Nick.
So we will be coming to Android soon. But again,
this is not a good
answer. This comes down to us getting the product right. And I think we want to start with one product, you know, we want to get it right, and then we want to build from there. So,
okay.
You know, single geography, single platform initially, but with fast follows for the rest.
What would you say you hate most about Android users?
No, so do you think you guys will also go to like a browser, a web browser as well?
So web's coming very soon as well.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Nice. So I think another question too that some people have raised is, since you guys are the Fanatics platform and there's the Topps, you know, Fanatics product, where do you guys land as far as like what guys can sell on there? Can there be just, I don't want to sell any Fanatics product. I only wanted to sell, you know, football, basketball, Panini product. Is there issues or any conflict of interest there?
No, absolutely. I mean, we want people to come on and create successful businesses, and we want consumers to have the best experience. So we think that is getting a wide range of products. And as I mentioned, outside of just breaking as well, you know, we want to build a live commerce product, which is really focused on the fan. I mean, if you look in China today, the live commerce market is huge.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about 15% of all e-commerce transactions are via live selling. In the US, very nascent, very small, tiny.
1%.
So yeah, there's going to be, you know, you mentioned like competitors before. This is a market which is only going to grow and grow, you know, substantially over the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we want breakers to come on, or we want sellers to come on and build amazing businesses, because the better their business, the more they're going to invest in programming, the more entertaining it's going to be, mm-hmm. and then everybody wins. So you know, for us, there's no sort of restrictions on what you can and can't sell from the world of collecting, as long as it's legal.
Okay, fair enough. As long as it's legal. Wow, so there are restrictions. Wow, okay. So I know I kind of asked it before, but do you guys, and you launched yesterday, do you have future plans that, you know, will be coming out anytime soon? Like anything new that guys can already talk about?
We're looking for breaking news for a headline here.
Yeah, just like, what would you not tell anybody else?
Nick Bell hates Android and Fanatics Live is...
If the email said confidential, can you say something about whatever that said?
Embargoed info.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, listen, we have a huge amount to announce over the... Even over the next few weeks. Okay. This is like... The way we're looking at this is, you know, we want to just keep the heartbeat going. We want to keep releasing stuff, and we'll be sure to let you know as stuff comes along. And we'll love to come back and chat about it when it does.
Really? I won't even ask you where you're from that time either, because I'll already know.
No, we'll insult you some other way. We'll find a way. Yeah.
Okay, Nick. Well, yeah, really appreciate this. I mean, honestly, we took up the allotted time, but if there's anything else that you guys have, we'd love to announce it, talk it up on the show. And, you know, maybe there's a world where you see one of us on there, both of us.
Okay.
We would love to see you on that. And we'd love to see the listeners on there as well. So come along, check it out. Give us your feedback. Okay. You know, as I said, we're building this product for the community. We're building this product for the hobby. The best thing for us right now is feedback. More feedback we get, the more roadmap items we get, and then we'll come and break an exclusive about what some of those things are in a future show.
Okay.
Well, then, hey, last question has to be this. Speaking of feedback, is this your first national?
This is my first national.
I've thoughts just on the whole event so far.
I've been blown away by two things, actually. I was just you know, talking on the way across here. I think the size of it is just incredible, and you know, the other thing which is just like so great to see is the number of young people here. It's like it's really great. But hey, the hobby is alive. It's great to see.
Oh, there was a lady in my lobby this morning. It was she was a grandma, because she was with her grandson. She's somewhere from the south, and she was like, yeah, I dragged my grandson and his his wife, and they finally came to the card show with me. I'm like, So she was the one who wanted to come to the car show. It's so interesting because we see, you know, certain demographics of people at some of these smaller car shows. But when you come to this, it really is like the National is the melting pot where you see everybody right. all over the world even coming.
And I think like, hey, our ambition is to be able to do that 24/7, 365 days a year, sure. right? If you can bring the passion, the like just the community that exists on the floor here today in Chicago to an app, and you can hang around with like-minded people, you can learn, you can have fun, you can chat, you can make friends, then we've won, right? And then the hobby's only going to continue to prosper and grow. And you know, I think that's what we're really excited about.
Very cool.
Nice.
Very
cool. Well, Nick Bell, CEO of Fanatics Live, correct?
That is correct.
Perfect. We appreciate the time, sir. And we're going to get back to this grandmother story.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And yeah. Hopefully you'll have me on again soon to talk more about how it's going.
Anytime. All right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, Nick.
Appreciate it. Thanks. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app. This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
All right, so there's Nick Bell. Here's the other thing, too, because I have a feeling people are like, The camera thing has been irritating the crap out of me.
Oh, yeah.
He answered it perfectly. I'm glad there was an answer because I was like, dude, this is bull crap. And I saw his face change and I was like, you know what? We're on their turf, really. They're going out of their way to like placate us to come on here and talk.
Sure.
I wasn't trying to like gotcha, but I was like, dude, this is ridiculous. The recording thing makes sense. So I am happy to hear that.
I don't know if you noticed, there was one thing that we kind of got skirted and we didn't go back to. Was the whole like roulette wheels that are on some of those lives.
Well, they're not roulette. They're the random team wheels. But yeah, we didn't push that.
Yeah, yep. But that would, honestly, it wasn't because like, we were trying to let it go. I just forgot to come back to it.
I also want to get his take on gambling. But again, I was like, I don't need to drive this guy away. And he said he'll come back, so maybe he will.
And honestly, he seemed to be very open to answering any of the questions we had. I don't think that would necessarily drive him away. But yeah,
he's a good-looking dude, huh?
Grandma goes, though.
He's like one of the best-looking. He's like put together, all dressed up, well-spoken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He would have... Yeah, he would have killed.
He told us off air he has a favorite child. Remember that?
I think he was joking for if his children listen to this.
I took a
There were a couple
There's no
other
way
things.
His kids are old enough to listen to the show. He's a young guy.
You don't know.
How old is Nick Bell?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll Google it. Yeah, do it.
Matt, do you know how old Nick Bell is?
No,
Matt doesn't know. Okay, that's fine.
Good.
That's
There's
fine.
Someone else no in problem. The room that Mike's talking to that the audience has no idea. It's that's fine. Good. Mbappe snubbed $1.1 million. Billion. Yeah, excuse me. $1.1 billion just didn't show up to that Saudi Arabia meeting. Kind of amazing that you can just turn that down. But I thought that was very interesting.
I'm trying to think of the few things I wouldn't do for
$1 billion. Like you don't just take the meeting just like to hear them out, maybe. I don't know. I might have, but I don't know. There's some other really interesting things that I'm going to get the little things out of the way and then hit the bigger ones.
I'm going to let you do this whole thing. You rapid MJ, fire them. I'll stay back.
Michael Jordan's Mercedes whatnot is giving this away for like if you win it for like $23 or something like that. Kind of whatnot has spent. an inordinate amount of money here.
They were very pleasant. We talked to Binder today.
Yeah, exactly. They were very nice.
There's been some, well, I may have made that hostile in the past, but he was very pleasant.
Yeah, you typically do. That's okay. But it's been, honestly, it feels like all the money has gone towards like the customer, like to improve the customer's experience. Not just Whatnot. I just mean everybody, everything here, which is really cool. Arch Manning, let's talk about that for a second.
Signed an exclusive NIL deal with
Panini.
Yeah. I wonder if this is their next play to stay relevant with football.
This is what I talked about. If Fanatics starts doing it, then Panini's going to start doing it. And overall, I don't like this at all.
Yeah, I think it hurts.
Because then,
but like, if you're Panini, what do you do?
But like, it's like.
By the way, I thought Arch Manning was the old man's name. That's Archie. Someone said that, and I was like, why would you sign that old bag of bones?
The old guy? What?
What's this old fart going to do? Like, advertise Insure for Panini?
But it's just like.
It's what the kid, though, just to be clear.
What if Leaf or another, just a brand new card company
exclusive
comes out, and they wanted to make a card with somebody? I get, like, there's PA deals that you can't get around. But the individual, I don't know. I don't like that they're having to do that. However, we say all this, and then we hear that. This is, again, a rumor, but that there's a chance Wimby is going to be in a Panini Gold product, possibly?
In the gold packs from Panini's event on Saturday night. And that he may even be at the event. I don't know. I don't know what to make of
that. We'll follow up, of course, if we get any additional
detail
on this.
He's 9 feet tall. So
yeah, you're not
going to
miss him.
If he's there.
There's also other rumors that what'd they say? CJ Stroud is already.
And Bryce Young.
Yeah, Bryce Young are already in these products in
uniform. Pro uniform, right. That's
so
the difference.
So there's good things happening, hopefully, because I would love to see that. The other news was Chronicles Autos, and I'm wondering if this can just kind of trickles down to other products too. We were told.
Keep your voice down, security's right outside the door.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, the thing that Mike said was actually true. We are in a space that we are.
And you're sweating like you
here.
Stole something. So,
I'm not sweating anymore. I've been cool.
The guy walks. I'm telling you, he walks in here. There's a knee in your back in about 30 seconds.
The moistness on my forehead.
And he's like, "Why is my knee wet?"
So what we heard was that Chronicles, in that specific product, they are taking lesser player autos, so just lesser known players, and they are making their autos retail exclusive. That is very interesting to me because they haven't announced that anywhere and they're not putting a list out anywhere. The way we got that information is, I don't want to say because it would basically tell the person who said, and they asked us not to say that. But overall, that makes me wonder if that's going to continue to happen in other products. What do you think about that? Because it's like,
here's where it gets
lesser known.
I don't care if there's a third string linebacker from Haverhill High School in retail. Where it gets weird is in 6 years when Mr. Irrelevant is Tom Brady. Okay, like,
yes.
Hey, this is the guy, which I'm guessing they're not going to do this with skill position players mainly, but still, who's the guy who pops a few years from now and people are like, oh, only in retail?
I don't know. I kind of like that, though. Then
I don't
There's
mind
something
it.
Good for those people that are can maybe they can't afford the hobby, you know.
If it's a matter of the retail going from no autos to at least a chase of a lesser name, fine.
Yeah.
But if those retail products were supposed to have autos and they're only doing lesser, that's crap. But I just don't know the details around it.
Yeah, it is interesting. Just some additional detail there. We did have just a couple mailbags.
Oh, Tani's saying. That's miserable
big.
For the hobby.
I was curious. Because you didn't seem, when we
it's
talked
useless.
About it, it didn't seem like.
Reported by Sports Illustrated, by the way.
Yeah. By the way, there's so many. This happens every time
there?
We come to these. Yeah, I'm trying to gloss over it.
Why are you waving your hand at me?
Shut up. There's so many opportunities to talk to guys here that I have to apologize because you're going to listen to this because I've gotten several messages of guys. Hey, we're listening to you on the way down. Can't wait to meet you. If Mike is not around me, I do not know your name.
It is funny how
my
useless
brain
you are. Yeah, it's weird.
Does not work there. Like, I can do a lot of things, but names is just not something I can retain. So I apologize in advance. But come down, please find us. We will have merch, shirts, stuff to give out. I did bring like a whole pack of like only XLs today. So if you're an extra large and you're listening to this right now, you are wearing a large. So will you take that off and give that to a smaller guy?
I'm thinking about it.
Think about it. Anyway, we will have merch, free stuff to just give away to guys. But a couple questions. You ready for this?
Yeah, quick. Then we can be done. Yeah. Short episode. I want to get back on the floor.
I think a couple of ours have been an hour and a half lately.
Yeah,
so.
You people have gotten more than you deserve. I'll tell you right
you
now.
Yeah, you jerks. What have you given
Stop
me?
Stop listening.
All right. So first question, Zachary Lewis.
No Simmons at the show, by the way.
Yeah.
I was hoping he was going to sneak in, but it didn't happen.
Maybe there's still time. There's two more days.
You think he's coming?
3 more days.
Okay.
Zachary Lewis wants to know, he basically says he's got hundreds, maybe thousands of cards that are worth $2 to $5 they'd love to get rid of. He says a card show would be great to sell, but it's a tough option for him to get to one of these. He asks, are there consigners that will take cards at these card shows?
Oh, 5-star cards. Absolutely. That's, I just sent Matt all those cards. I sent him like 130 cards from the Inception Bowman stuff. Some of those are dirt cheap.
Oh, really?
And he'll just go through. Like, I just give him like leeway.
Is he
like,
here too?
I don't know. I think probably.
Actually, I saw a post this morning.
And then go through. He'll go through and like lot up some of the stuff so it'll actually sell. But yeah, just send it off.
Yeah, there's a lot of like 100%. Different companies, graders and stuff too, that are taking stuff here.
Yeah, it's not all
high end.
People, yeah. Oh, speaking of which, that is the highlight of the trip for me. We're making some video content.
Over at SGC?
I'm going to go with just 5 or 6.
Walk in.
I'm going to go with like $100,000 to $150,000 worth of cards.
Uh-huh.
And I want to see what they will reholder for the equivalent grade or better. My 9.5 Jordan rookie, I really want an SGC 10. I haven't talked to them yet because they had quite a lot. They don't know
approved.
About this yet.
Yeah, exactly.
But I also want to film the grading process. Anyways, back to
Let's see. Oh, Brian Falseth? Wants to know where will there be video for the basketball match?
It's not even that you don't know his name.
Can you pronounce his last name?
No, but I don't try to. It's like you have a speech impediment and your parents were related. That's what it sounds like.
I can't tell you how disrespectful and inappropriate that is.
What?
And I'm offended.
Because your mom has COVID?
My mom does have COVID.
I know. Okay? I'm trying to be nice to her.
She's not feeling well. She's going to listen to this she's going to say, Mikey boy, why would you say that about me? And she'll be, that's what she'll say.
That's a COVID cough.
He wants to know about the basketball match.
If she's still with us when this releases,
don't you dare. You apologize right now.
I'm kidding. I love
Mama.
Tina.
He didn't mean that.
Tina Taylor.
Brian wants to know about the basketball match. Is that happening? Did you talk?
I brought my stuff. I talked to John Wee. He's in.
I brought my ref uniform and the whistle.
We got to get a place.
All right. Hayes Chandler Hudson wants to know, I would like to see some new technology with cards, like an insert set with a QR code where you could watch a clip of the play. The picture of on the card is from. I actually kind of like that idea. Okay. That'd be kind of cool.
Your hoverboard next.
Nope. Let me see. Brandon first asks, where can we watch the live recording? There won't be any live recording, unfortunately. There have been several people, including someone in the room right now, who've been taking pictures of us. So you'll probably see little clips here and there.
I am dropping off Phyllis's head with a chainsaw.
We are going to, I've already taken a little video. We're going to get
some
around.
YouTube stuff,
yeah, we'll throw some stuff on YouTube. Be sure to check it out if you haven't already. Oh, he has a secondary question, though. What's the best thing about the Nationals so far? And would you recommend everyone check that out before they leave?
No, just the tables. The table experience has been really good. That's okay. By far been the best.
Just table experience.
Yep. Oh. I haven't met a person I've liked yet, but the buying's been great. So
fair enough. Yep. Except for Tim over at, what is it? The
Sign of the Times.
Sign of the Times.
And just, your buddy, your content people behind him, your buddies.
I just wanted to say, if you guys are around 3216, he was very generous enough to say that we could park stuff. I don't know how often we're going to be in that area, but just a shout out to him for being so generous. That was very cool of him. Last question. Let's see. Don Cox says, headed to the National on Sunday to find some last day deals.
Yep.
Mike, what do you think about that as far as like this year specifically? Are there still going to be good deals to be had
every
on
year.
Sunday?
People always would rather sell than have to pack up their stuff.
Pack it up, yeah.
By the way, too, I have noticed if you have like the, if you went, I don't even know what it costs to hire these union boobs to hang your signs for you.
Oh.
If anybody has a banner over their table on the single side, I don't even waste my time.
Oh, really?
Dude, I want what? Just like the just mom and pop. Yeah. Although Greeny had one, he was really good.
You're like, this is too professional. They're gonna
I'm gonna have to pay.
Me.
I'm paying for that sign in my Tom Brady refractor.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Dude,
yeah.
I'm telling you, the guys who just set up and it looks a little bit like a the dirtier the better.
if they have a missing tooth, absolutely all in.
No, I don't. No.
You know what? Why is it when I make a comment about someone looking inappropriate,
it's disrespectful?
I hate you so much.
So that's your show. We're done. It's a short show today. I thought Nick was very good. We'll try to have him back. And yeah, we'll have some live Instagram, YouTube. There'll be something this weekend at some point.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to be
Jesse's
posting
doing
some
karaoke
stuff
tonight. That'll be live.
I don't want any of that.
I
to get
will
out.
Be broadcasting that live all night.
And that was your show. Thank you guys. We'll talk to you on Monday. Oh, last thing. Looks like we are going to have Gary Vee, an interview with him tomorrow, 2:15. I don't know if I solidified
that. What is
that
going on?
We'll
next
put it
episode?
On next. Yeah, we'll put it on next week's episode. So that'll be interesting.
I saw him this morning, him and his little V friends, buddies.
Yeah. Don't say anything.
Popping around their green shirts.
I want to get that interview. Don't say anything.
No, you're going to do your 5 minutes. I'm going to ask some questions after. It's going to be fun.
Great.
All right, there you go. Sports Cards and Nonsense, brought to you by the Ring of Podcast Network, powered by Spotify. See you on Monday. Goodbye.